you know, deep down inside, you've always doubted what was right. And so, you know, you feel like there's a certain anxiety and consequence. It's called guilt. It keeps following you around, and that something must be wrong. After all, you haven't been right. You know how that is. Or it's always physical, because it does nearly always manifest in some physical form. You've got to pay a price for wrong living, don't you?
Yeah. And
you have to. So that might be it. You know, they might find something. And then a lot of people are afraid they might find something. Therefore, they don't do it for that reason.
Well, the other thing too, Roy, it's interesting. They talk about this procedure. Everybody does it. You get the general impression that there's nothing there that can hurt you. And I was bothered because I know they were going to go inside of my body, and anybody sticking something inside of your body can hurt you.
Sure they can.
And they did hurt me. Okay, they took a really strong turn. I mean, I've recuperated from it, but what was interesting, just before you go in, they have you sign a document that says if they tear your stomach open, okay, they're not liable. And this isn't talked about.
No,
this isn't talked about, and I'm, you know, I don't know if this will ever be taped, but I'm sharing this for other people.
No, I understand. People. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with taping it.
Because I would like, you know, thank God my stomach didn't get torn up, but other people.
You don't know how many people did.
Exactly, and a lot of people must have.
Now, 250,000 people on record die from wrong diagnosis and operations.
Yeah. So I just want to let other people
and
know.
I do nothing else but meet people who tell me they have one wrong diagnosis after another, and the doctors really don't really know what's wrong. They just give them a pill. They see an acre of pain, and even if they see it on the X-ray, they'll just give them a pill for it. There's no understanding of what they're doing wrong that might cause it. So therefore, you always will have just suppression of symptoms. It has serious future consequences. Look, if you're going to stay well, if you want to stay well, you really, really have to have discipline. And you can't have discipline because the doctor said so. You can't have discipline because the nutritionist, or what do they call them, dieticians, people who study nutrition, they don't know what they're doing either. And you can't follow the American Diabetes Association, because that's why we have so many fat people, because the pyramid's upside down. And the world is full of deceitful people. It's very hard to find a person who is real all the way through. And it's much easier to deceive people than convince them that wrong is wrong. Once, from the moment you start to be persuaded other than listen to your common sense, you start to doubt yourself. From that moment onwards, it gets easier and easier and easier to confuse you. And it also becomes the defense mechanism. It gets easier and easier to make an excuse until the excuses become your reality. See?